become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, here on this Wednesday, 8th of June, 2011. And I have, my guys yet? No, we don't have our guys yet. Well, why aren't they here? I'm here. They're there. You know, it's interesting. More people are starting to talk about these foreign trade zones. I sniffed this out over a month ago. And now it's supposed to, now it's starting to get airtime. And this is a big deal, because we're talking about foreign trade zones, 248 of them. I printed down, and thank you for this. I appreciate, Bernadine, you sending this over to me. We have like 20 of these things in Texas alone. Now, what does that tell you? Well, we're just going to have a free trade zone, and look who took over Hutchinson Lampoa down there. Oh, that's right, the thing that Jimmy Carter gave away. What was that thing, that ditch that we dug across the peninsula? Yeah. So do you think the Trans-Texas Corridor is dead? It's not. The first one of the first states you hit here is Texas. Texas is a big state. They need more foreign trade zones. So then we'll have the Chinese shipping the stuff up. They can run it up through trucks. They can run it up through rail. And all these wonderful little landlocked foreign trade zones that ironically are not located in ports. Why do you suppose that is? And look what we owe the Chinese that we can't pay them back, because you know what? They're done with our dollar. That's not stopping the government. This is not stopping the governor of every state getting in the mix on this thing. We're going to do some business because you know what? We need jobs. And if it, this is like adding an insult to an injury. Trading with the Chinese, that's a joke because we have such large trade imbalances. But you know, they're not going to have to worry about shipping the stuff over here now. They can build it right here. Folks, the stuff is going on right under our very noses. Did the media even talk about the G20 today? I don't think there was a word breathed about it. Take the break. We'll be right back with Jose Rosenwald and Peter Neese right after this.
Heart- Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws. Who said that? Mayor Amschel Rothschild. This guy was around from 1743 to 1812. And one of today's silent weapons is an outgrowth of a simple idea discovered, succinctly expressed, and effectively applied by the quoted Mr. Rothschild. He discovered the missing passive component in economic theory known as economic inductance. He, of course, did not think of his discovery in these 20th century terms, and to be sure, mathematical analysis had to wait for the second industrial revolution. The rise of the theory of the mechanics and the electronics, and finally the invention of the electronic computer before it could be effectively applied to control the world economy. Well, what Mr. Rothschild had discovered was the basic principle of power. Influence and control over people is applied to economics. That principle, when you assume the appearance of power, people soon give it to you. He had discovered that currency of deposit, the loan accounts, had the acquired appearance of power, and it could be used to induce people, inductance with people corresponding, like, say, a magnetic field, drawn to it, into surrendering their real wealth in exchange for a promise of greater wealth instead of real compensation. They would put up real collateral in exchange for a loan of promissory notes, and Mr. Rothschild found that Well, he could issue more notes than he had backing for, so long as he had someone's stock of gold as a persuader to show his customers. Well, and he loaned his promissory notes to the individual and governments, and, well, these would create overconfidence. Then he would make money scarce, tighten control of the system, and then collect the collateral through the obligation of the contracts. The cycle was then repeated. These pressures could be used to ignite a war. Then he would control the availability of currency to determine who would win the war. The government, which agreed to give him control of its economic system, got his support. Collection of debts was guaranteed by economic aid to the enemy of the debtor. The profit derived from this economic methodology was able to give Mr. Rothschild the ability to expand his wealth and, I mean, almost into infinity. Never thought of money being a secret weapon for a quiet war. Joyce Rosenwald, Peter Neese, how are you guys?
We're pretty fine. Good, John.
John?
Yes.
Did you get what I, did you open what I sent you last night?
I talked about that 2 months ago.
Okay, well, there you have the map and you have everything else. Would you read I Had a Nightmare on the radio, please?
I Have a Nightmare?
I sent you that. And if you won't read it, I'll read it, because the American people
should hear this. I'm not refusing. I am just kind of at a miss.
Or
generally,
either that or Sweet Dreams, one or the other. I sent it to you last night.
Okay.
I sent it to you in one post, and the second post was a copy of the map and a listing of every single state and where the inland ports are.
Well, that's what I printed out. It's 48 pages long.
I'm sorry it was so long.
No,
but
I'm going to give this to the people that are going to be here at the network. That would be Mark Wright and my buddy Vince Finelli.
Well,
and guess what I found out? I'm looking at Missouri, and, well, guess what? Springfield, Missouri, one of the foreign trade zones.
That's right. Idaho now has a Chinese state. They're considering that area as a Chinese state because it's no longer American. And that means we are being invaded by the Chinese. They're going to be in every single state in America.
Wow.
And that's why you must read I Had a Nightmare.
Because
if that doesn't work, or Sweet Dreams, whichever one I titled it, because if that doesn't wake the American people up,
They're not talking about it on the mainstream media.
I know, not one single word.
Not one. And the governors, almost all the governors have been in on this deal. You know, we tried to lay the track, literally, down here in Texas several years ago with the Trans-Texas Corridor. Well, that Ricky kind of blew that one, Rick Perry. Politically, he knew his head was in a noose, so he kind of backed out of the thing. But here it is. I mean, what did people think that the Trans-Texas Corridor was being built for, just to have a few depots here and onward and upward to Canada? Oh, Canada? No.
Do you know what I believe it is? I believe it's an invasion by the Red Chinese, and they're going to take over the country without firing a shot.
I don't know about that one.
Well, if you read Sweet Dreams or I Had a Nightmare, that will explain everything to you. You'll see, it's all hypothetical, but this was written by Jackie Vitru, and I said she was either psychic or a prophet. I don't know what to call her.
I know Jackie. Well, and why, wait a minute. War is an outmoded, it's an outmoded idea. You don't have to set country against country to make money anymore. Now we've moved into a new phase. We have enough people on the fiat money systems out there that, well, I just read the overview of Mr. Rothschild and his dream. They don't have to wage wars anymore. Only collectively when they want to gather a group of, thugs together and representatives of countries and then go destabilize, knock down a country redo it and rebuild it in their image.
Well, all I can say is if you read I Had a Nightmare by Jackie Petrillo on the air, that'll wake the American people up.
I knew Jackie 15 years ago. All right. The situation that we have. See, this is why I keep telling people, you know, this is most important that we be able to go toe-to-toe with the mainstream media. Because I'll tell you, a couple of interesting things are going to happen. One, people are going to get educated in a massive scale. And two, we're probably going to force the mainstream to start covering some of the issues we talk about. The truth is a funny thing. Once uncovered, you can't stuff it back in the box. It stays out in plain view. And which would only lead credibility. See, we have been the wing nuts. We've been the anti-government, the dissatisfied, the disenfranchised. We've been full of malarkey for years. What are you talking about, a new world order? Oh, it's one of those conspiracy theories. Well, guess what? What the hell are the 258 foreign trade zones that the Chinese are going to occupy in this country? If that's not your global order of things, I don't know what is. But see, when we talked about it, we were derided because we didn't have the power. We couldn't speak to the power because we didn't have a big enough megaphone. We didn't have a big enough microphone.
All right. Well, you read that. I Had a Nightmare.
Okay. I got it, Joyce. I got it.
And that's not it. That's going to help the people who can't think ahead know what's in the future. That's what I'm trying to express. This is something that we have not discussed, but this is something that the American people should be aware of because it's a possibility. It's not an absolute, but it's definitely a possibility.
I didn't fall off the turnip wagon the other day. Years ago, people are expressing, there's going to be an invasion by the Chinese, kind of like the Russians did in Red Dawn. And again, let me express this. They don't have to use arms. They don't have to use bullets. Their arms and their bullets are going to be their economic muscles that they're going to flex inside this country. Just as they've been modernizing China, getting into world trade, building their wealth, by the way, congratulations, United States, through the free trade agreements that we made with China, recognizing a communist country, the antithesis of what America is all about. And, well, the idea, and I even heard it sold by the politicians, saying, you know, the best way to affect the communist Chinese government is, well, give them a taste of Western capitalism, and the people will demand a change. Well, okay, I don't know how that's quite working out in China because I'm not in China. I know what we had here, and I know why it worked. And I've got no problem whatsoever trading with, well, maybe a little with China, but other countries around the world, as long as it's a fair deal. A fair trade agreement, not free. In other words, you send us some stuff, and we'll send you some stuff, and we can cooperate. You don't want to cooperate? We don't play. But this transnational corporation tied to banks and governments is your global order of things, and it's now coming into view. This is important. I covered this better than 2 months ago. The free trade zones, nobody was talking about it. And I kept repeating this. Is anybody paying attention out there? Well, other alternative hosts finally got the word some 2 months later. This is a done deal. Hell, they're moving in. They're even teaching the Chinese, Mandarin Chinese, in our public school system. Do you think they're doing that because Chinese language is such an easy or a wonderful language to learn? No, it used to be you went to school and you learned Spanish. That's right, because of our neighbors to the south and look at all the business ties we have. Well, that's out the window. Now it's China. You know, to the higher education of Hu Feng Pu University. I am not interested, but they are, and our government and our governors are. How do we speak to the power, folks, to reject it? Need a bigger voice. We'll be back.
heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Yeah, so we let, say, over 20 years, 40 million Mexicans come into the country. Half of them have gone back home simply because there are no jobs here and there's not enough McDonald's to employ them. But since 1990, through Ellis Island, the usual way of bringing people from overseas into our country, 1 million a year, so that's another 21 million on top of it. But we have Barry Sortoro, I'm sorry, Mr. Obama. He welcomes 80,000 Muslim refugees into America. Now, why are we taking them? Well, got to have save face. You've blown the snot out of how many countries over there. By the way, we're not getting out of Libya. They're going to topple Gaddafi, come hell or high water, or Tripoli, I don't know, flies off the planet. It's going to happen. They said that they're going to be there for the rest of the year. They'll be in there next year. They may never leave. Now, all in the middle of this, guys, I don't even know what to call this banking hijacking anymore because it's unprecedented. It even defies description. But, you know, we've got, let me see here, 80,000 refugee immigrants from the following places: 15,000 from Africa, 19,000 from East Asia, 2,000 from Europe, Central Asia, Latin America, Caribbean, 5,500. Near East and South Asia, 35,000. I mean, goes on and on and on. But that's not good enough, guys. They're going to bring in the rigged Chinese. And by the way, I'm going to post this. And I'm going to let people know that what's going on in their own state. And guess what they've got here? They've got the free trade zones, their numbers, what number in a series that it is out of the 258. And it gives the location of the office and even the person that you can call along with a phone number. So we're going to post that on the website. But guys, a couple of different ways. A culture you can break down by multiculturalizing it. In other words, kind of like Babylon. So many tongues, nobody knows what everybody else is speaking because they don't understand it. But on the economic scale, you have your international bankster gangsters. We're under, this is worse than a wartime threat or a scenario. While they're poking and groping and telling us that, oh, these evil people, they're trying to get us, the terrorists are going to, so we trash the Constitution, take away everybody's rights, and then just move everybody in to occupy. And, you know, Indian people are real nice, but I'm sick of listening to Indians in this country, and I'm not talking about Chief Tomahawk here. I'm sick of looking at the Chinese and the Asians. I'm sick of seeing gaggles of Russians running around here. Most of them came over, and guess what they were part of? Oh, that's right, the Russian Mafia. You know, we leave our southern borders wide open. What does that allow? Well, the drug kingpins to move into this country, into every major city, and open up their, it's kind of like a pharmacy, their drug outlets, the MS-13 gangs. This is not an accident. Not these amount of mistakes couldn't possibly be made unless you have an agenda, and that's to break the back of America. So what are we doing about it, guys?
I'd like to hear from the people. I mean, you know, Joyce and I and yourself basically shout out and shout out and shout out to everybody. I'd like to hear from them what they're doing about it.
Yeah, me too. I don't even know if they know what to do. I don't know if they've been doing anything about it. And you know, guys, I keep going back to this. You know, Peter, you expressed the exasperation. You've expressed the discontent. You know, your term was, why isn't, you know, what are people stupid? No, they're not dumb. But the strong American vein that has driven each successive generation in this country has all been all but wiped out. This fierce independence that we could rely on ourselves, rely on our family and our friends. We could rely on the church. There was support for a culture and a society, and we got it. Now I feel like a stranger in a strange land. And you have...
You know when it all hit me? The last time I went to Miami, I thought I was in a foreign country. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And every place I went, there was everyone that was there was something other than American. And I couldn't believe this was my country. And I said to myself, oh, my God, where did my country go? I'm a stranger in my own land.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, a multicultural society. And how does this stuff work? You know, I mean, how do the toeholds get into the country? Well, it's done through the government.
Subversion from within is the only way it could be done.
Without firing a shot, if Petru's idea was, oh, the Chinese are going to invade us and shoot all of us, they ain't gotta. They don't want to be too hard on the furniture because they're going to need our cooperation in taking over. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
So when you have a situation as we have now, that we have been sold lock, stock, and barrel, and Joyce and Peter, I've over the years reminded people, you know, China is buying all our debt. Prior to 2007, the government had to dig up $3 billion a day just to function. And after the recession/depression hit, it was very interesting to watch China back out of two-thirds of its paper that they were holding. And we're going to go into the Middle East in more expansive roles, more and more money. We're paying people off right and left. I don't even have a complete file on how much money is being paid out around the world. Kind of like, I guess, hush money. Israel gets between $20 and $30 billion a year. They're more than capable of defending themselves, but they want legitimacy, so the United States sided right up with them. I mean, guys, I don't recognize this country now. Stranger in a strange land? Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Are they still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still here. We're just, you know what, John, we're just as shocked as you are because, again, like I say, We try to, yourself, Joyce and I try to put some kind of remedies and stuff out there for the people, but, you know, we just never really hear from them.
Yeah.
In what they want
to
do.
Well, and see, this is what I was trying to demonstrate to you guys before, is that understanding the law and looking at research such as you guys turn up, for the individual, that may be of a bonus. But to be applied across the board, that it can be used as leverage, and I hate to put it in these terms, against our own government, which has turned on us. But people were looking for individual ways to get out of things, to protect themselves, to insulate themselves, whatever. And I'm looking at this scenario, and I'm going, this damn thing is too many miles and too many years down the road. The fix is already in nationally. Ergo,
right.
Free trade zones, Chinese, and all that other stuff. The fix is already in. The media will not tell people about it because if they did, there might be riots in the streets tomorrow. So they dare not breathe a word.
All I can say is post I had a nightmare. If that don't wake them up and get them out in the streets and demanding a Nuremberg-type trial, then may as well just surrender, because unless the people unite together and do whatever they're going to do as a single united front, nothing is going to get done. That's why we have all these splinter groups and all these organizations. It's called divide and conquer. Even if they're working towards something good, the fact that they're still divided is what keeps them from accomplishing anything. That's why you have to don't belong to any organization. Just belong to the organization of the American people of the United States of America. And just unite under that one banner and take your country back, because I used to think maybe we had 3 to 5 years, but after what I found in the last couple of days, I don't think we have 6 months left. Once these trade zones are built and start functioning, the American people at that point are obsolete. All they need is a slave workforce, and they'll have lots of Mexicans for that, and the American people that they allow to live will be the rest of their slave labor.
So the people that are unemployed right now are going to stay unemployed. The people that built this country are not going to have the pass for the executive washroom.
If they want to work for slave wages, they can work on the federal trade zones, but they can forget about new industry. There's none coming.
And they keep talking about jobs. Well, we need more jobs. We need more jobs.
Well, they think that the American people, because they're told over and over and over again, we need more jobs, we need more jobs, they think they're going to stand in line to go work for slave wages on the federal trade zone.
Well, and if you really look at it, you know, when was the last time that you got a cost of living raise through a union? Or if you're a business owner, the only thing you've seen is your dollar being eroded and destroyed.
Oh, yeah. All your union members out there think you have strength in numbers and your union's going to protect you? They're going to be as good as nothing, because they're all a part of the program and they're all going to live like a special elite class. But you're going to be forced to work on the federal trade zones. And maybe if you get 35 cents an hour, you'll be lucky.
I don't know about 35 cents an hour, because there's this little thing of inflation coming in.
They don't care if you starve to death. It's one more person they won't have to kill. They'll die on their own.
Hey, John, at the break, could you play Tennessee Ernie's? Tennessee Ernie Ford's record, I Owe My Soul to the Company Store.
I've got that around somewhere. I don't know if I can lay my hands on it. Let's open up the phones, 800-313-9443. And let me take Bob in Indiana. You're up first, Bob.
Well, thank you so much. The thing that I'm concerned about is these Chinese trade zones that's coming to every state in the union. And I just have a thought with that, knowing the some of the American people. I'm just wondering if once they get here and start producing and so forth, and people actually see and feel and hear what's going on in these areas, which are not applicable, as I understand it, to our laws, there's going to be some hostility there between the people and the folks in these trade zones. And that is the excuse, in my opinion, that's needed for them to say to our government, you've got to control these people, and that's when we will be fired on. That's one thought. The other thing is this movement that we're talking about, except for the political aspect of Ron Paul, is I don't hear a whole lot of young callers on the telephone to this great station that you have. And, you know, I wonder if back in 1952 or 3, when I was in my civics classes, I understood that President Eisenhower created a new cabinet post of health, education, and welfare, which, of course, he had no authority to create constitutionally at all. And
yeah,
as a result of that, the government slowly started getting involved in education and got involved with then deciding on what might be the best curriculum for the schools to be teaching, and civics disappeared, and a good quality U.S. history disappeared. And
well, that's and the reason
yeah,
why that, yeah. That,
well, I want you to know that Ron Ron Paul's wife is a member of the Trilateral Commission. I don't know whether you're aware of that or not.
I said it isn't just one or two reasons. It's a whole bird nest of reasons. You started talking. I lost my train of thought here.
Yeah, but if he's elected president and his wife is a member of the Trilateral Commission, how independent will he be?
Well, and here again, you know, I don't care about...
Am I still on?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't talking about the Trilateral Commission. I was responding to why there's so much apathy going on right now.
Because the people are... I don't know how to explain
it. And I was starting to explain what my version of it was.
Bob, go ahead. Don't get pissed off. Just go. okay? Just go.
I didn't mean to talk over the top of
no,
you.
No, no, no. Go, Bob. Get it out what you got.
I
want to hear it.
All I know is that from my history classes, that the founders counted on two NGOs to keep the Republic alive and healthy. One of those was the major media of the day.
Right.
And the other one was the generic pulpit. We have lost both of these agencies to help us do anything.
I understand.
They wanted the media, with their fabulous ability to uncover things and investigate, and then once uncovered wrongdoing and so forth, they counted on the pulpit to remind us of our ethics and our morals. We no longer have either one. If you go to services on Sunday now, all you hear is platitudes.
Yeah.
And the fact that they knocked themselves out getting on the 501c3 tax exemption program.
Absolutely.
And now they're all government churches, irregardless of whether they claim they're Presbyterian or Lutheran or Methodist. You know, there's a few left have, in essence, shown the finger to the federal government, but there's not very many.
No. And the one of the most famous cases, the Indianapolis Baptist Temple.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's about 11 or 12 years ago.
Yeah. And there's something else in there, Bob. Throw this into the mix as well. When you have the government, and one of the protocols that I've read, some people say it's real, some say it isn't. What a roadmap to this country's destruction, if you read it and understand it, is government control of the schools and to use that as a transmission belt for propaganda. These kids are no longer taught American history. They're no longer taught why this country was founded and the principles it was founded on and the reasons why. And for many generations since the founding of the country, it worked pretty well. Freedom, liberty, right to contract, whatever. Hey, it was a great place to live. But like anything else, Bob, if it's worth something, somebody will try to steal it or covet it. And they did. And there's other reasons why this country's got to go down. Because there's still too many people left like you, Bob, that just aren't the 21st century kind of globe-trotting, innovative, global kind of guy. They screwed up. You mention a younger generation. Well,
that's what they were waiting for. They were waiting for the
how many phone calls does a program like this or some of the other fine programs that are on here get from someone that, you know, kind of implies that they're in their late 20s or 30s? How do you fix anything unless you know when it's broken? And that's, you know, in civics, that's, we learned the tenets of not only the Declaration of Independence, but the U.S. and our state constitutions. And there we know exactly when things aren't operating right if you know those tenets.
Well, but here again, what you're talking about is the general dumbing down, and you keep the information from...
Oh, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got it, Bob.
You can't put your finger on the Republicans or the Democrats or if for that matter, independents or anybody else. It's how we have been educated in the last 50 years.
Or not educated.
Indoctrinated.
Yeah.
So
did you guys see Palin was running for president?
I'm sorry. Bob was speaking. What did you say?
Among the patriot community on the fact that we've got to take our schools back.
Well,
that's where it starts at.
And here again, we're not going to do it from the top down or even electing a few people to the federal government. This has to come through the people, through the states, through their own legislature. Because look what the governors have just been doing. We've covered it this hour. Free trade zones. Oh, jobs available. Isn't this the same thing we were told about the economic opportunity we couldn't turn down through NAFTA? Remember that one?
Yep.
Yeah, millions of jobs for Americans, millions of jobs for Mexico. We're going to build a great trading partner. That was a lot of hooey.
All they've done is lied to us.
Absolutely.
They've done nothing other than that.
So the solution...
Just like each one of you, I've got a family that I dearly love and cherish and so forth, but among those, the majority of the members... are people that are watching basketball games and go nuts over a football or a baseball game or some reality show or whatever. They're oblivious.
Well,
absolutely oblivious that we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Well, Bob,
I wrote that if they behave when they're in the concentration camp, if they're really, really good, they might let them watch Dancing with the Stars.
Well, right now we've got to really work on how to keep from getting in that concentration camp.
Well, and it's by way of information. That is the only way that it is going
to happen. Absolutely, and it's this program that's done marvelous things in the, I don't know how many years it's been running. I would say three or four that I'm aware of. It's just made a total difference.
Can I have the floor for a minute?
Please.
Can I please read this?
Go ahead.
In this nightmare, I saw the Red Chinese via their government, military-owned China Overseas Shipping Company, which was Costco, bringing uninspected goods into their new shipping port at the former Long Beach Naval Station. The goods were taken to the new facility. Costco's huge retail and wholesale distribution center at the former U.S. George Air Force Base. The Red Chinese trucks transported the goods to all points in America. Then we, all Americans, heard on emergency broadcast aired simultaneously on every AM, FM, ham, shortwave, citizens band, and satellite radio frequency. On every television channel, in every movie theater, and from large loudspeakers situated on every street and road in urban and rural America. We heard a Chinese speaker whose words were translated by an American. We heard, attention, people of the United States of America. You are listening to the voice of your new master. I am Zhang Zin, President of the People's Republic of China. We have taken over your country. You are now citizens of the People's Republic of America. We have notified all members of your U.S. Congress who were not involved with the execution of the takeover plan. We have notified Governor Rob James of Alabama, who refused to cooperate. We have notified all state legislators who did not accept our offers of gratuity for their complicity by virtue of their action and silence.
Hold on 1 second, Joyce. I've got to take this break. 800-313-9443. Bob, if you have anything further, just hang on a second. We'll get to the rest of the callers after this.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we are back. Joyce, go ahead, dear.
Okay. We have notified all U.S. military leaders who might have had thoughts of resisting. Surrender peacefully. You cannot win. We have placed chemical and biological weapons in 666 vital regions of the North American continent, which can be activated singularly or simultaneously. Our weapons of death will be released in every region where resistance is attempted. Your death will be agonizing. The period of time before your death will be worse than any hell you can imagine. your children will cry out for you, and you will not hear. The people in Canada are being apprised of the conditions of surrender at this time. They cannot and will not help you. Do not attempt to escape. There is no place you can hide. We have gained control of all your strategic ports, the Panama Canal, space satellites, all communication and transportation, all American military vehicles and weapons, which I might add with my gratitude to your former national state and regional leaders was no large task. Hear this, people of America. Leave all athletic arenas. Leave all taverns and places of eating. Leave all motels. Leave all places of work. Leave all state, regional, and federal offices of governance. Do not attempt to retrieve your children from daycare centers and government schools. All the children in America are now property of the government of the People's Republic of China. There are no exceptions, including those who call themselves Asian Americans. There will be no preferential treatment to any American. Return to your place of residence at once. All persons not in their place of residence within 1 hour will be shot. In exactly 2 hours, you will exit your place of residence. Stand quietly at attention in front of your place of residence and receive the new chip in your right hand. Those who have no right hand will submit to the placing of the chip in their forehead. All children will be taken to the juvenile holding centers until workforce captains assess their skills and assign them to the appropriate region for entry into the workforce for national civil service. All children who are too young to work will be properly trained in government schools to take their place in service to the state upon reaching their fifth year of birth. All pregnant women will be taken to abortion centers until the population in the People's Republic of America has been reduced to less than 50 million. There will be no new births. All Americans over 60 years of age will be removed to holding centers for the old, where they will be immediately killed, or, as you politically correct Americans prefer to call it, euthanized. We expect the relocation and euthanation process to take no more than 33 hours. All systems have been put in place for maximum efficiency. And now, last but not least, to those of you Americans who have given us your support and assistance in the implementation of this smooth and peaceful transition, we thank you. Your support and assistance in the implementation of you politicians and bureaucrats from the lowest to the highest, we thank you. No American who has lent his or her hand to our task will be forgotten. We know who you are. Your portfolios are your passport. Members of school boards, local, regional, and state officials, and bureaucrats, sheriffs, and chiefs of police, state and federal government agents who have assisted us either actively or by your willingness to remain silent when others were foolishly speaking out.
The next round of the worst